It is very hard to buy a house in New Zealand at the moment, particularly for a first home buyer. And that's even harder if you're a wheelchair user. According to human rights advocate Erin Goff, who recently tweeted about her experience going to open homes in a wheelchair, I was really keen to invite her on and share her story with you. Kia ora, Erin.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you for talking about this publicly. It's I said earlier that it's a perspective that you probably don't often think about if you're not in a wheelchair yourself, but can you give us an idea of what it's like to go to an open home, what a typical open home is like for a wheelchair user?
Yeah, sure. So we've been to a few now. For context, I'm looking to buy a house with a friend because we have half a mortgage here each in Wellington, such as the house prices are. So we've been to about four or five open homes now. And some of the key things to note, I guess, especially in Wellington, is just the complete lack of accessible housing generally. So we're probably going to have to adapt to the house that we end up buying. And so what that means is having to kind of really try and research as much as we can from the photos as to what how we can get in easily. You know, if the bathroom is even worth looking at in terms of adjusting, and then kind of just turning up and having contact with the real estate agents when we're there. And yeah, some of their reactions have been a little bit clueless, I would say.
Erin, is your co-investor in a wheelchair as well?
No, my friend Harriet isn't a wheelchair user herself.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just me.
Yeah. And now the simple answer would be if an open home isn't accessible, then probably the house isn't right for you anyway. But you're talking about maybe taking, because there aren't many options for accessibility, actually taking a house which isn't right for you and turning it into an accessible house if you buy it. And to do that, you've got to be able to have a decent look around, right?
Yeah. So we actually did put an offer in on a place that was fully accessible about a week ago, and that's as rare as they come. That's the only house that I've ever seen in Wellington that does have full accessibility, and it was perfect. But unfortunately, as a lot of first home buyers have experienced, we weren't successful on our first time. So now we're really looking at other options, and the kind of one that makes the most sense is buying a place that we could easily adjust. So maybe putting in a ramp at the front door, for example, renovating the bathroom, and looking to do some things with the kitchen. But yeah, to even get into the front door at some of these places is a challenge at times in itself.
Yeah, for someone like me, I'll admit I hadn't even thought of this, but now that you've pointed it out, I will think about it. I suppose that's what you're hoping for from real estate agents, that when you actually alert to them to this particular need and to the ways in which you're excluded from certain open homes, that they might ideally do something about it, or B, at least show some recognition that that they might need to work a bit harder for you, or show more of an understanding about your situation.
Yeah, and I think there have been some examples of that. Before looking in Wellington for housing, before Harriet came on board, was looking to buy in Christchurch because that's actually where I grew up, and that's where, you know, housing is a bit more affordable if you're a single home buyer. But there was an agent down there who has a particular interest in accessibility, and she's been really great in terms of actually scoping out places that she thinks could be suitable, and even going to the extent of, you know, measuring doorways and providing some advice on how she thinks I could adjust certain things and things like that. So I do think there are agents out there that do have that knowledge, and I guess I would just kind of, yeah, implore to other real estate agents out there that it really is just about working with disabled people as to what our needs are, and it's not actually, it doesn't have to be hard and scary, it's just about, yeah, something a bit different, and yeah, taking on the challenge of that really, and just working with us to listen to what we need.
Yeah, I have heard unkind suggestions that real estate agents don't do very much for the money they get from a house. Well, this would be one way of really adding value, right? Being an advocate for someone like you, really looking at this stuff from their privileged position of having previewed these houses before the open homes are held.
Yeah, and I think
acting in your interests.
Yeah, just yeah, just being a bit more open-minded. And I have heard comments from agents in the past that, you know, renovating a place to make it accessible would affect the resale value, with the implication being that, you know, I would be looking, the main reason I'd be looking to buy is to be looking to sell. But I think for the sale people in particular, I'm really looking for a home that I can have for life.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, like, they have a pivotal role as agents in their job to play in that. And I think that's a real opportunity that people should take advantage of, rather than seeing it as a barrier or some kind of disadvantage or something to be afraid of.
What are some of the negative experiences you've had with agents?
I mean, just like a level of a lack of knowledge, really. Just just making assumptions, I guess, based on their own experiences, which kind of has put us off on the wrong foot. But I think it's not about people's intentions or anything. It's just really that they haven't had the chance of coming across a first-time buyer who's a wheelchair user. And I am in a very privileged position compared to most of salespeople. If you look at the income levels of salespeople, you know, the vast majority of people are not in a position to even be considering home ownership. So I do really recognise that, and I do recognise that it's a rarity to come across a first home buyer that's looking to buy a home. But yeah, they do have an important role to play, and it would be great if there are any agents out there who do want something a bit different, if they are keen to get in touch, and we can have a conversation about that.
One of them was worried about your wheels making a mess.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, they were quite muddy. It was a classic Wellington day last Sunday. But yeah, probably the way that they dealt with that wasn't so great. It didn't really make me feel very welcome to start off with. And you know, like, ultimately, while it is their job to show us the houses, they're not going to have any houses to show if there's no buyers, right? So it's about, yeah, that connection and building that rapport with people, I guess. And so, yeah, I guess that's kind of why I would say just take a collaborative approach and listen to what people need and be solutions focused would be my suggestion.
I've got a quote from you here. One of them said to you, "I was in a wheelchair for a bit at 14, so I know what it's like." Was that comforting?
Yeah, that's a common one. I feel like house hunting so far has been kind of a microcosm of all the random comments that I get as a wheelchair user, kind of just exacerbated. And yeah, it's interesting, all the kind of weird things that people say, not out of any ill intent, but just because they, you know, haven't come across wheelchair users very much, as I say. Yep.
Yeah. What's your advice to real estate agents and maybe to vendors running open homes?
Well, I would say to my little agents, like I said before, like, take it as an opportunity. Doesn't come around very often. It's not going to be your standard sale if there's a wheelchair user that's interested. But I would also just implore people to be honest. We've had some experiences where we've rung ahead to check the access of a house before we've turned up, and they've kind of said that they think that it will be all good to get in, and then we've turned up and actually that's not been the case. There's been, you know, a significant step to get over, for example, that we didn't know about. So just, yeah, be honest about things would be a good first step. And yeah, just view it as an opportunity. And to vendors, I guess, do market your houses as potentially accessible if you think that they can be. It's not something that comes up very often, so I'm always looking on Trade Me Property app, for example, for keywords which might suggest that they could be adaptable easily. And so, yeah, view it as an opportunity to get the widest range of buyers possible, right? I would say.
Good one. Thanks for the chat today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Erin Goff on going to open homes in a wheelchair.